Well, with us now is Alan Migliorato, and he is the co-founder of Adventure Catholic Leadership Training. He's been giving us some parenting tips, and he's also an author of an excellent book, The Manly Art of Raising a Daughter. How are you doing today, Alan?
Oh, great, Father. How are you?
Wonderful. Yeah, today we're talking about, as a teacher myself, a touchy subject, and that is, how do parents deal with the relationships with the student, with their kids' teachers, especially if there's a type of a disagreement over something?
Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you fine.
Okay, great. I'm sorry, just a little feedback on my end. I just wanted to make sure this is such an important topic. I know that we are both looking forward to talking about this. I think it's super important to stay objective when you have a child that comes home and says, you know, everybody else, you know, was told about this project, but they didn't tell me about it, you know. And so you have to say, okay, well, why was that? You know, instead of saying, oh, that teacher is so unfair right off the bat, then there are times where that objectivity runs out, for lack of a better phrase. It just kind of runs out, and you kind of start seeing a pattern. So there are times where, you know, you have to call for those conferences and you have to talk to the teachers. But I think building that relationship with the teacher up front, you know, when you have back to school day or anything like that, that keeps an open communication line.
Well, that's important. And when we talk about this, you mentioned, if you will, I guess four different types of problems. One, problems due to personality, either the child or the teachers. Problems to teaching style, which is often real challenging. Problems due to your child's behavior, or including not doing homework or not turning in or not telling you about things.
Yeah, and I'll give you a story real quick. My daughter, my oldest daughter, when she was in sixth grade, told me that the teacher, she was done with her homework and she was, you know, she was just online doing some extra math work, and it was a computer class, and the teacher got mad at her because she wasn't doing the project and, you know, and gave her detention. It was the only detention she ever got. And so I called the school and I made an appointment with the teacher and took my daughter's word for 100% truth, which we both learned was not the right way to do this. And it was, honestly, it was like one of the first time that she got caught telling me a lie. But it turns out that my daughter was done with her work, but she was playing a video game on the computers. And when the teacher asked her if she was playing a video game, she said no. But she went through the history of the computer and said, no, you were playing a video game and you lied to me. But I went to school all upset and, you know, and I shot off, you know, the cannon when I shouldn't have. I shouldn't have even lit the fuse yet, but I overreacted and I said, you know, I consider it insulting that you think my daughter is lying. And she said, well, Mr. Migliorato, just let me explain to you what happened. And I said, sure, of course you can explain. I'm not unrealistic. I'm not unreasonable.
But you're guilty already.
But you're right. But I want you to know that you're wrong and my daughter's an angel. And so, you know, it came out to where I found out my daughter had told me a lie. And so I came home, I said, I'm sorry. I said, you know, I should have asked first. And she said, it's okay. And she goes, it's very emotional where parents, you know, get emotional about their children. And, you know, and of course they don't want to think that their child isn't telling them the truth. She goes, I completely understand. I have kids of my own. And so it was, you know, I didn't understand. I came home and I was just as mad at my daughter as I was at the teacher when I made the meeting. And so I told my daughter, you can't tell me the truth. I'm taking your door off of your room. And so I ended up taking her door off of her room because you can't be trusted. But what I ended up doing is I told her, look, you're going to go back and you're going to apologize to this teacher face to face. And we got back in the car right then and went right back to the school and made her apologize to the teacher for, you know, for lying to me and lying to her. And it was just this big out of proportion thing that it was my fault completely, because I should have been more patient and said, okay, exactly what happened. Tell me what happened. My daughter got a detention. Can you tell me what happened with that? But I didn't, you know, let my emotions get the best of me. And as parents, we all do that at times.
Well, you know, that's why I think we're going to have an invention called teacher cams. You know, we're going to have, I mean, seriously, I mean, because when I taught in the seminary, I taped all my classes. And so they said, well, you never told us this. Really? Okay. What day was that? Let me go back. Now let's play it. Click. There it is. You weren't listening. You know?
Replay.
Yeah. Instant replay. I mean, we got to, because it is sometimes, Now, sometimes we do make mistakes sometimes. There's nothing wrong with that. And to admit it and to move on is fine. But that's not always the case. And like I said, it wouldn't surprise me. Of course, somebody will say that's an invasion of privacy. But teachers will say, hey, considering the things that's being accused, teachers are being accused of, we want to cover our butts.
Yeah, and I'm just kind of a now, and what happened from that situation is I became a proponent of the teachers. And so I kind of taught myself a lesson, but I feel like at times, I you know, when my children were growing up, I went a little too far on the teacher side. And so you have to find that balance. The teacher's not always perfect, and sometimes they make it sound like they are, and your children aren't always perfect, and sometimes they sound like they are. And believe it or not, parents have to mediate between the two sometimes, especially, and there are they are out there where you get teachers that are extremely childish and make bad decisions and hold grudges, and they're narcissistic, and they do take things out on kids. And
That's
it's
right.
a shame that there are teachers like that, but there are times where you have to stand up. Knowing that we were going to be talking about this today, I asked my youngest daughter, we were sitting at the dinner table last night, and I said, my topic tomorrow with Father Rob is going to be about teachers. And she got quiet, and I said, and I know last year she had a teacher that she didn't really enjoy. And it was the only teacher that my youngest daughter has really had trouble with. And she didn't tell us the trouble she was having with this teacher, because I've always told my kids, you go work this out on your own. You go talk to the teacher and work this problem out. So you have a meeting. I said, if it gets to the point where I have to have a meeting, something drastic has happened. But you need to have meetings with your teachers all the time, I tell my daughters. So my youngest daughter took that meaning, or thinking that I was meaning, I don't want to be involved, which wasn't the case.
Right.
So she ended up dealing with this teacher who was extremely narcissistic all year long. And so, you know, we everybody learns lessons, but and now she has a teacher who she's not really crazy about, but she's had several meetings with her on her own before school, after school, you know, at lunch hour, to kind of talk things out before it gets too far. And I think that's a healthy way to approach this.
It really is. And it teaches the student, it teaches your daughter accountability and maturity. That, you know, unless it's something very serious in which something terribly unjust has gone on, if you can go in there and work it out and say, this is what I understood, this is what you understood, can we come to an agreement on this and I'll learn from it, you know, in the future. And that's you taught your daughter a very adult way of conflict resolution, which is very, very important today.
Well, the thing is, with conflict resolution, the children still have to know that there is a time where a parent may need to come in. But I always try to push that line a little bit further and a little bit further so that they know how to resolve these conflicts. But there are teachers who don't get it, you know, and who will be completely different. A friend of mine had his daughter had recorded the way that the teacher was talking to them on their phone.
Right.
I mean, swearing at the class. And then when my friend went, he was telling me he went to have a teacher meeting, and the teacher was, you know, oh, bless them and bless this and bless that. And he said, no. He said, listen, my daughter recorded you talking, and the principal was in the room, and she ended up getting fired, or you know, putting on let go on administrative leave.
Uh-huh.
I guess is what they called it. But eventually she got let go. But that's, you know, there are people out there like that. And with today's technology, you know, like you said, we're going to end up having instant replay and, you know, 10-yard penalties for teachers pretty soon.
Well, but you're right. I mean, there has to be an honest question. And the deal with teachers is you respect the teachers and their knowledge. You know your children, meaning you know the good, the bad, and the ugly. And you do. You try to come in with a bit of an open mind and not just always assume the teacher's wrong and not always assume your daughter's right. But that is a struggle.
It is, you know, and I teach formation training to teens. So it's a little bit different because I don't know the structures that the teachers have to go through. But I think that there needs to be, actually, I've been pushing down here in Florida for a while to have any coach, any athletic coach who comes in contact with anyone middle school on up, they have to go through some basic formation type training and psychological training to deal with children. And I think that that's going to be such a blessing is to say, okay, yeah, you know how to coach basketball, you know how to coach football, but do you know how to you know, look for signs that your kids on your team are depressed or that there's abuse going on at home?
Well,
you
see,
know,
that's why, Alan, you
know,
Catholic schools, we have that. We call it virtues training, and we learn a sensitivity to that. And that's usually for abuse, but also other things. things. And so hopefully the public schools will get on board with that. Thanks for being with us and sharing with us this issue today, Alan. If people want to find out more about what Adventure Catholic Leadership does, where can they go?
AdventureCatholic.com. That's AdventureCatholic.com. You can also hear all of our interviews together and get in touch with me if you disagree or agree or want to argue, or I'm always there for that.
Well, thank you very much, Alan. I hope you have a wonderful afternoon.
You too, Father. God bless.